Keshavot Tov, everybody. So the story of Klal Yisrael begins with Avram Avinu, it begins with Eretz Yisrael, the conjunction of the two of them. But of course, much of it is obscured from Avram himself. El Haaretz Asher Areka, Rashi says that Eretz Yisrael was obscured. Kedei Litein Schar Al Kol Dibor V'Dibor. Rashi famously connects this Lechacha with the last Lechacha, Lechacha Eretz Amoria. Es Bincha, Es Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta, Es Yitzchak, Latet Schar Al Kol Dibor V'Dibor. The Ramban actually brings two deos, whether Avram had any intuition that it was Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, that was his destination. The first day in the Ramban is no, that he was, Navanat. Hayanodid v'holich migoy goy, mimamlacha la macharad shabal Eretz Canaan, v'melo lezarecha, tenis haretz azos, az nizkayim, el haretz asherecha, v'az nizkakev, v'yashav ba. So the first day in the Ramban is that he was not aware of it. The second day in the Ramban is that Terach set out for it, and V'itachin Lomar, just read this inside, Kavram Yibirishona Yada Keretz Kanan Hayanachlas Hashem, Uba Yitin Hashem Chalko V'hemin Kele Aretz Ashereka Yirmozlo Al Eretz Kanan O Al Kula O Lachas Mikla Retzo So'el V'sam Panav El Klal Eretz Kanan Kisham Haaretz Asher Yir Enu Be'emes, that Avram really knew that he had this instinct about, Eretz Kanan being the place. The Svarno decidedly is in that camp. The Svarno follows the second Shita in the Ramban, and he develops the point in a very beautiful way, where the Svarno says that Eretz Yisrael was Yadua. It was known somehow, again, maybe not to the masses, but at least to Avram Avinu and, Sarah Yimenu, and maybe Lot, who went with them. Vayitzul alecha sarsa kanan shahaisam before semes etzlam, plural, le'eretz muchenes lehisbonenu sula avodas ho'el yisala, to a land which was conducive to spirituality. But look at the language of the Sfarno. So again, developing the second mahalich in the Ramban, le'eretz muchenes lehisbonenus ula avodas ho'el yisala. So avodas ho'el, we understand, generically serving God. But Muchenes lehisbonenus, a land which is primed for deep thought, for intensive, reflection. So that is a Sfarno l'shita, so in two respects. First of all, getting back to the Sfarno's doctrine of Tzelem Elokim, that human beings have to cultivate, overcome their primal carnal selves, the animalistic corporal dimension, and develop the Tzelem Elokim, the capacity for abstract thought, going back to the Svarno and Brachos that we spoke about so often, but also in the Pasuk, Veheye Bracha, right, Rashi famously says, you will, have the Brachos in your hands, and, the Svarno takes it in a different direction. Birkas Hashem, he sheyismach Hashem imasav. Veheye Bracha means that God will take great pleasure in Avram's career. What does that mean? B'mashat hisbonein, so that you will have a deep insight, reflection, contemplation, v'tikne shleimus, v'tilmo das es am, and then it will have this spillover effect. You'll be able to impact everybody else. So with the Sforno, all of spirituality really begins, right, with a sense of, deep contemplation, with a sense of, being able to think, very deeply about the meaning of life, what's important in life, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role, in the world. In that respect, the hisbonenus that Eretz Yisrael was muchenes for, was, particularly primed for, it was the optimal setting for that kind of work, was the sine qua non. That was the linchpin for all of Avodas Hashem. So again, first, the Sforno is being machria the second day in the Ramban. Avram knew full well where he was going. He had to know, because there was one place, which is Roy lehisbonenus. And then again, the fact that his bonus is the beginning of Avodas Hashem, to be able to sort of transcend, primal instincts, life on that level, at a hedonistic level, being able to put in the thought to what really matters and cultivating one's personality, as an Eved Hashem. So that is really what Eretz Yisrael was conducive for. That kind of Drishas Hashem, that kind of his bonus, is really the idea of Heye Baracha, that Avram's Bracha will come from all of the investment he'll make into his own spiritual development.